Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Coach O. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, Coach O, we were playing that music. We're thinking of a safari in the alley club.
I'm ready, man. I just finished up a little iron in my garage. Hey, let's go. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's kickoff coverage music there. So.
Coach, I was telling this to Bob. Man, I don't know. I saw more pictures of you over the weekend and Monday for Mardi Gras than I saw when you were coaching. I don't know if friends of mine took – I mean, you must have took a zillion pictures because, man, I was having them sent to me left and right. But if you for Mardi Gras, that's normally a time that you really can't enjoy that time of the year. You either recruiting, coaching, whatever, getting ready for spring drills. So it was different this year for you, wasn't it?
Hey, think about this. That was my first Mardi Gras, Bobby, since college.
Whoa. You
know what I'm saying? And I think I probably was with you in that Mardi Gras in college.
Well, that wasn't good.
Well, I guarantee I remember this one. I don't know if I remember that one. You know what? It was a beautiful day, man. We were out there in the Siberia Grill. We watched the parade. We went to the extravaganza at Demian. Man, that was great. But I just went one day. That was enough.
Well, one day.
Next year, I don't know what you're going to be doing, but next year, you come and ride with Bobby J and I for Mad Hatters. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we were hanging out, bag of donuts.
Bag of donuts, man. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. Now, Coach O, the weather was so nice, and I said you couldn't have, the Chamber of Commerce weather. I mean, Monday and Tuesday, it was like you're in California. No humidity. I mean, you can't sweat even if you want to sweat. It was awesome.
Hey, you know, it was good. It's good to see the city back. Good to see everybody enjoying Mardi Gras. I think it's one of the best Mardi Gras they ever had. So, Bobby, you're right. The weather was good. The people was great. And, boy, was it a good time. I enjoyed it.
Coach, I was telling this to Bob. You just never know about connect the dots in life. And it's sort of like that with Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richard with you. You at USC, Paul Hackett was there, and those two guys there. And then you bleed over into Pete Carroll. And, man, it just goes to show you how, you know, the coaching fraternity is a connect the dots. But you never know in life. And that you were coaching on a defense that had – the co-coordinators of the Saints today. So tell us a little bit about Ryan as the player, and you gave him his first job at Ole Miss, and then certainly with Chris Richard.
You know, first of all, both of those guys, outstanding leaders, outstanding character every day. And I talked about Ryan. You know, Ryan actually played nose tackle. I think it was Pac-10 back then. He was all Pac-10 nose tackle. Great player. Not the fastest player, but a damn good technician. Good leader. And then he comes to me at Ole Miss as a graduate assistant, and I think I hired him at 27, 28 years old, coaching in the SEC. So he's worked his way up. The thing I'm impressed with Ryan, as I left him and I'm going on my stuff, he has come back and he has clinicked us at LSU. And boy, has he grown as a coach. Wow. Not only as a defensive line coach, has taken his defensive line technique. I think he's one of the best defensive line coaches in the NFL, but also knows the back end. Very smart, very dedicated. Chris Richard, outstanding leader. You know, again, Pete Carroll tree. You know, Pete Carroll tree, Mike and Bobby, you know, Pete's known as press coverage. You know, the way he teaches his corners and the way he plays cover three is different than anybody else. And I know that Chris did a great job of learning under Pete and taking it under his own scheme. I think Dennis, he's got two great ones there. I think they're going to do a great job.
Well, Coach O, right quick, just to tell the listeners, when you talk about, like, Pete as background press coverage and you're playing cover three, is that the cornerbacks having confidence where it looks like they're playing press coverage, but then they open up their hips and they also have responsibility for the deep third?
You're damn right. Press mail. Press and press mail. Bob, you got to give the quarterback a different look.
Amen. You
know, but no free releases, man. Pete's in the big. No free releases. Now, every once in a while, you're going to be obviously long yardage.
Right.
But he does not want to give that receiver free access.
Coach O, as the combine comes around, I felt this way. You know, Stingley wasn't going to work. He's going to get ready for the pro day at LSU.
April 6th, yeah.
Damone Clark probably has the most to gain here, because if you go from the 60th pick in the draft to the 45th pick in the draft, I know I can't count money. I grew up on the bayou, but I do know how to count money pretty well. They pay you a lot more for being the 44th or 45th guy than the 60th guy. But I think the two guys, this really makes maybe make their draft status roll. One is Ed Ingram at offensive guard, and the other's a guy, no, I don't want him running the sprints for me, but I know he can play, and that's Neil Farrell at defensive tackle. Your thoughts on Ed and also Farrell, because I think that those guys, half the first round's going to be defensive linemen. It's that type draft. But, man, if you don't get one and you're looking into, say, the middle round, say the third or fourth round, those guys become available, and that is big stuff if you can get yourself picked in that top 100 or top 125. And I think both Ingram and Farrell's got that opportunity.
So, Mike, you do a great job of evaluating. I always read your book. I appreciate that. But I'm telling you, man, I went to the Senior Bowl, and those guys kicked butt. Neil Farrell was the best defensive lineman. I was out there two days, and in practice, boy, he's got that short area quickness now. And he's not going to chase those screens now. You know what I mean, Bob?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But in the box, man,
in the phone booth.
He is good. That's right, and he has gotten better. He's quick off the ball. He comes off his hips. And so is Ed Ingram. Ed Ingram's strong. He's tough. He's durable. I remember he had like a nagging little back injury or something, and Jack wanted to miss practice. I said, Andy, if you need some time off, get some time off. No, sir. And, you know, both of them, you're right. I think they're third or fourth round draft picks, and I think they're going to play for a long time. Now, let's talk about Damone Clark. He's going to tear it up now. You talk about character. You talk about size, speed, and film. You saw it, Mike. Saw it, Bobby. He played well this year.
Coach, I think the big question mark with Damone's going to be, we know he can move forward, and for a big man, man, he can roll. And his ability to go east-west and then get around those, it's not about taking on a block and beating him, because, come on, that's sort of overrated. It's about getting around the heavy traffic. I think the question mark with Clark is going to be how well he plays in reverse. And I thought your coaching staff did a good job with him. Your linebackers coach really did a great job with him this year. And he looked much more comfortable in reverse than I had seen the other seasons at LSU.
How about the playmaker against Texas A&M at the end? Yep. He don't make that play a year before. You know, the crossing routes was a problem with Damone. One-on-one coverage, passing coverage off, underneath coverage, number two to number three. All those things were new to him, like you say, Mike. But you know what? He got better and he studied. I thought he made a lot of progress last year. But as you know, we all know, the competition level is going to be higher. But one thing about Damone Clark now, he's going to study. He's going to get better. He's going to work at it.
Now, Coach O, because it could come down to whether you have a game-winning kick or not, whether it's regulation or overtime, Bob, what more can you say in the comments of Cade York? No more than four kickers have been taken in a single draft since 1993. Two kickers selected higher than the fifth round since 2004. When you look at it, only three kickers have left early since 2000. Sebastian Janikowski. You know, then you look at Evan McPherson. Look at Janikowski, kicked for nearly two decades in NFL. And we all know about McPherson, what a weapon he was perfect on field goals during the 2021 postseason as a rookie. Then you got Aguayo, Roberto. He screwed the pooch. He spent 1 year in the league. But when you look at York and where he's at, look, set an LSU record with six field goals of at least 50 yards. Last year, we went 15 of 18, five more than 50 yards last season. And then he said he can't handle the kickoffs. So I would be surprised if Cade York is not at least drafted, I don't know, fifth, sixth round, somewhere around there.
I bet he gets picked higher than that, Bob.
Because of what McPherson did, right?
McPherson changed the scenery.
And what he meant to the Bengals. Hey, Coach O, think about that. How cool was McPherson? The team goes out in halftime for the Super Bowl. I'm going to sit on the bench and watch the halftime show, and I'm going to kick the second half. But that is too cool for school right there.
He could have played a solid foosh.
Yeah, right. That's it.
But, hey, you know what? Hey, with Kane now, hey, you know, we saw this shot. Look at the football we've seen. But you know what's coming down to the last play? The great quarterback play. And what a weapon to have a kicker that's going to go out there at the end and kick that. Cage that guy. Hey, even throw some fog in there, man. He'll be okay with some fog.
Yeah, hey, Coach O, okay, I want you to be honest right now. That Florida game, I was like, man, I hope he makes it. But I was kind of shocked he made it. You can't even see the goalposts.
I don't know if he saw the goalposts.
No, none of us saw it, man. It was a wing and a prayer. But I guarantee you that referee saw that shoe, baby.
Yeah, he's damn right.
Coach, one of the players that I think I compare him to a Saints player, and that's P.J. Williams. I would put that moniker on Cardale Flott, his second number.
The more you could do.
Yeah, that second number when you get on the scale is probably going to be a seven. Yeah. You know, I don't know. He might stretch it to an eight, but then the third number would be zero or one. But the ability to play out wide in the in the slot as a slot cover corner or as a dime safety, man, when you can do all that, man, you're going to make a lot of NFL teams. And he's a damn good cover guy.
And Coach Ober, before Adam went, Mike saying that special teams, because you know the more you could do. I mean,
that's right. He's a Mike. You said he's a 3-1 player. You talking about value. You know, like looking at the end of your roster, you want to keep your players. This guy can play. I think this guy's just scratching the surface. We have not seen everything that Cardale Flott can do. I think he's going to go into the NFL and really have an outstanding career. I think he's best at nickel. You know, you got to cover that slot.
Yep.
And if you can cover 1-on-1, I think he can do it. I think he's very good at it.
Coach, with Derek Stingley, I told this to Bob. I think, you know, in my time in doing this, he's probably one of the top two or three athlete football players I've seen go to LSU. I mean, you look at from an athletic standpoint.
So, Mike, I have a question for you. Is he better than Patrick Peterson? Slow your roll because I'm thinking.
Patrick would be in the top three.
Yeah, because Patrick Peterson, you know, Coach, you know what he's telling me and Mike? You got to be available and play in the NFL. Come on.
That's the key. Availability, because even if you run well and jump high, which don't tell you a damn thing about if you can play, the question mark will still be there in late April. Is can he play a full 17-game schedule now in the NFL? Can he hold up? Now, you might say, well, you're dogging him. No, that's a legit question if I'm paying him millions of dollars. It's legit in my mind. Am I going to do that? I know how talented he is. In 2019, I'll be honest, Coach, he played better as a freshman than Patrick Peterson did.
Yeah, and the one thing, though, in the NFL, Patrick Peterson was always available.
Always available.
Yeah, I think both of y'all are exactly right. He's gonna blow those tests out the water. I won't be surprised that his 40 times is going to be about as fast as any corner has ran one. He's a great athlete. He has tremendous instincts. His daddy's been coaching him to play corner since he was born. Great young man. But that, here's the key. Can he remain durable, and is he going to be available? If he is, he can play both ways. He can play both ways for us if they're one of our top receivers. The guy's one of the best athletes that come through LSU, as you said, Mike. Now, I wasn't here with Patrick. I love Patrick. He has come around. And Corey Raymond, who coached both of them, says, Coach, he has the ability to be better than Patrick. Now, is he going to be better than Patrick or not? That remains to be seen. But you know what? That's pretty damn good company.
Yeah. You played against Matt Corral. Your thoughts on him as an NFL quarterback? He came to the Manning camp, and I stood up beside him, and he's mighty thin. And the worst thing that happened to Patrick this year, Coach, he became like a boxer. He showed he could take a punch, so to speak, with running the ball, and then you sort of become like a boxer. Okay, I took it that time. I can take it again and again, and all of a sudden it starts to accumulate on you. Now, the big man can sort of take it. He's not a real big guy, and I think the worst thing for him early in the year, he became a runner when that guy wasn't open downfield, and he took some shots, and okay, he was able to get up. But then all of a sudden, man, those shots become multiple, and it played its kind of toll on him throughout the year. Your thoughts on him and your evaluation looking at him as a pro quarterback?
Yeah, like, should the Saints draft him? Coach O, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me say this. That's all right. I draft his ass. I love him. He's a competitor. Man, you look at what he did for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. Now, Lane Kiffin's a great coach. But that young man competed. Hey, you look at those those tight games. Look at those Arkansas games. He's going to make the play, man. Hey, you got to love his competitive nature of what he is. But you guys are exactly right. You know, I only coached in the NFL for 1 year. You got to remain durable. And that's the question. But as far as everything else, I love him. I absolutely. When we went against him, I knew we were going against a winner.
Whoa, that speaks volumes right there. A winner.
Coach, when you look back at it and you kind of seeing from the outside looking in now on what's happening to college football and how it changed almost overnight. You know, the transfer portal, the ability to move around without having to sit out, the name, image, likeness. I think this is going to be the after effects, and you felt it first. If a guy doesn't play a lot as a freshman, you know what? I'm unhappy. I'm taking my bag and I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going somewhere else.
Right.
And you sort of felt it. You know, a little bit where you had some guys that weren't real happy. Okay, I was a star in high school. How come I'm not a star in college? You're going to have some college coaches forced to play freshmen in maybe a spot that they don't really want to, but they have to. I think it's going to change college football forever.
Well, and Coach O, Reggie Bush got in trouble far in the past. That's status quo going forward.
They should give him back his Heisman for that.
I agree.
For some of the stuff going on now.
They should give him back his Heisman because that's going to be happening all across the country. Come on.
Yeah, well, hey, first, it's changed, but the guys that can change with it are going to have success. I think this. I don't know how they're doing it because I got out right when this was becoming huge. NIL. You got to have it set, ready to go. And those coaches that have it set, ready to go, can be able to manage their recruiting. You know exactly what a player is going to need, and you better have it available when you meet with them, and you better be able to compete with the top teams, or you are not going to win in recruiting. Then the transfer portal is something, you know, Mike and Bobby, you know, hey, if they're on your team, man, and they want to transfer, go. If they're half in and half out already, you know what? Hey, when they get pushing them out, what's going to happen then? You know what I'm saying?
I quit. So, yeah. Yo, quit. Okay, you got to go. Come on. You got to handle adversity.
Yeah, and you know, it's something we got to know as coaches is going on in the locker room. Man, I'm leaving. Man, I'm leaving. But if you give it power and you try to kiss their tail, it kind of irks the guys that are busting their butt and wanting to be there. So I think there's a different way to handle it. In my opinion, you got to handle it hey, listen, you want to be with us? Come with us. You want to go somewhere else? Go. We beat you. I think we got to have that attitude.
Now, Coach O, when you look into the future, like you said, the name, image, and likeness, when you got the likes of like Jimbo Fisher and you got Nick Saban, and they say, well, kind of generic, well, really don't know, we just hard recruiters. I mean, can you separate? And I think you can, but I still think you know a little bit, maybe not know everything, but to have that outside influence, that business influence that can handle all that, and maybe the coaches don't want to know the details, the head coach, because, I don't know how that can hinder you, but they're handling more that aspect than that being all on, like maybe Jimbo Fisher and Saban. I think it's a bunch of BS. They're all saying they're doing it the right way, but having more of the business people involved to compensate the players to come to your school.
You're right, Bobby. Hey, you got to have a separate entity handling all that stuff. You got to let them handle it. You just got to send them over there. Say, I want this guy to have this much. Hey, make sure he goes see Dr. John, whatever it is. And have it all set. They go, and that's the way to do it. Now, whether that's legal or not legal, I know it's going on. The people that have it set already are going to have success. But you said something at the end I think is very important. It's still going to come down to, hey, are you developing players? Are you winning? Do you have a great program? I think all great players are gonna choose between schools that have that ingredient, and then maybe it goes to the highest bidder. But if you don't have that ingredient, you're not going to get a great player. I don't think you are.
It'd be a combination of both. Yep.
Yeah, it's got a combination of both. So, and, you know, look, Alabama, Georgia, you know, those guys have done a great job of it. To me, they two are the best in the country at both having developing players, winning games, coaching them, and also having NIL in places I know.
Coach, this will be the last question because we got to go to break, but the dominance of the SEC, because I get asked this all the time, is it more dominant today than 10 years ago? And I said, it's not even close. It's more dominant today than it was 10 years ago. Now, I can't tell you what down the line's going to be with the name, image, likeness, because who knows what an Ohio State or USC can do to entice players there. But right. The SEC, to me, today, is more dominant than ever in any time in college football.
Hey, look at the college football playoffs. Look what happened. Hey, that's right. That all needs to be said, but you're right. It is the best league, and it is separated. You know, we were at USC. We thought we could play with everybody. I don't think there's many teams outside the SEC that can compete with the best players.
Well, Coach O, I can tell you, I looked in my crystal ball. I'm just speculating how much they love you in Cali. And Lincoln Riley would have enough common sense that, you know, that Coach O that used to be over here, he could surely recruit. I would not be surprised.
He's trying to get you another job.
No, if they don't come knock on your door, I don't know, 2023, 2024, that, look, I'm glad you're enjoying your life, but I would not be surprised because they appreciate Coach O, SC does. I know that.
Hey, it was fun to be there. I know we got to go, but Bobby and Mike, hey, I don't know if y'all are there or not, but at halftime, when Dr. Dre and Snoop played, that place was rocking, man. I was right there with them. I thought it was the best halftime show. It was phenomenal. Hey, good to talk to you guys, man.
All right,
thank
Junior.
You, Coach. Appreciate right, it, man. Buddy. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
I hope the levee don't break. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.